I do the assessments. I'd do the point of contact. I'd meet new people coming in the door. I'd take their details and get them prepared for either coming in here or elsewhere. And if they're suitable to come in here, what I do then is they go into a pre-entry process. They come into group once a week for 6 weeks. They do a community-based detox. So basically, if they're on a bag of heroin a day or 20 to 30 mils, we refer them back to their doctor or their local support agency and get the ball rolling with them doing some sort of detox and get them prepared then for coming in here and get them down to a suitable dose. And then when they come in here, they do 6 weeks, and in the 6 weeks of pre-entry, they give them different tasks to do each week, different things to see motivation and willingness. Then eventually when they do make it in, they're given a week to 10 days of a grace period, which is to get acclimatised, to go through any kind of sickness that is left, any withdrawals, and get familiar with the place and the surroundings and get settled in. Then after the week to 10 days...
How difficult is that initial withdrawal process?
Well, it depends on the individual. A lot of people will be coming in here drug free, and the ones that aren't then will go through a rough patch. It wouldn't be like... They wouldn't be walking the walls. They'd usually come in here on a low dose and they would go through what we call the rattle. They would be sleepless for a couple of weeks, have insomnia, be up and down, have pains and cramps and all different things. They would be sore, but it's a bearable kind of pain. And with the way it's done, with 11, 12 residents at the same time going through the same thing and having staff there to talk to them and comfort them through it, it softens the blow, and plus they're out of sight and out of mind. So if they're out of Dublin or their environment and they're in this therapeutic environment and they're not talking about drugs or seeing people where it's easy to get them, it softens the blow. It takes a lot of the pain away. So it's doable. It's not real rough, but it is hard enough, you know.
It must be very rewarding for you to see people going from you know, not really being able to have any control over their life to starting to get things together again.
That it is. It's the most satisfying part of the job is to see someone coming in here whose life is in bits from addiction at one level or another, and then going out the other side, coming to graduation. Then after the 3 months here, we'd have a graduation ceremony. You'd see them graduating, their family and their friends and whoever supporting them at the graduation ceremony. Then we stay in contact with them after that, but you could see them a year later and they might have a job, they might be doing some sort of education, they might be in college, getting trained and skilled up to go back to employment. They could have their families back in their life, their children, their wives or whoever. So that, yeah, the most rewarding part of it is to watch people grow and progress and get their lives back and become proactive members of society, you know, and become good members of their community and become people that are held in high esteem and respected by people who probably had a low opinion of them in the past, but through time and the healing process that comes with it and people seeing the change in them, then the thinking can be changed towards them, you know. People lose their prejudice towards someone being an addict, like. So yeah, it's the most rewarding part of the job is to see people growing and developing and coming back to reality, like getting their lives back, you know.
How long does it take before people lose their prejudice? You know, if they've always known so-and-so as the drug addict, I mean, how long does it take before they fully accept that they're back on the path and that they're going to stay clean?
Well, I suppose for a lot of people, they're so used to hearing apologies from people that are in addiction and then being let down, that apology or that commitment being broken. So it's a process, it's done over a period of time, but usually it takes a good while. In most cases, it could be a year or more, you know, before people are convinced that someone is kind of stable in recovery and is making an effort and kind of changing and moving on, you know. So it can take a while. Sometimes it happens pretty quickly, but generally it's a year to a little bit more, you know, before people kind of start to think, yeah, he is going to do this or he is making a genuine effort, you know.
A lot of people then come back and work here as well, don't they?
We have a policy where they'd have to be up to a year and a half drug free away from the environment, away from this place, and have done education and a lot of counselling and a lot of self development work on themselves so that they're well enough then to come back at some level and engage and work with vulnerable people. And they're not, because of the work they do in that time frame, the 8 months, they wouldn't be as affected of someone as someone that hasn't worked on themselves. So if someone is talking about something deep or emotional, they can sit there and work through it with them rather than having their own stuff triggered. So they're well enough then after 8 months usually to come back. We'd consider them then, you know. But So most of the staff, at least half the staff at the minute here, will be past residents at some stage, you know. And it makes a big difference having someone here that knows the ins and outs of the programme because they've experienced that both sides, you know. Yeah. It makes a big difference.
What about the spiritual aspect of the programme?
Well, the spiritual aspect is we're based on the Minnesota model, which is a 12-step model. So we believe that the individual has a sickness and they are powerless against that and they need a power greater than themselves. We're not a religious programme. We don't kind of impose their beliefs onto anyone. We just, it's a suggestive thing. If they want to believe it, an individual wants to believe it or doesn't want to believe it, that's fine, you know. But we do suggest it. If they don't, we don't impose it on them. We just leave it, okay, we leave it with them and let them decide for themselves. Because we're not religious. We're therapeutic and spiritual, you know. But we don't try and force any kind of religious beliefs onto them, just spiritual. That, like, they've been to hell on earth. Like, religion is for people that are afraid to go to hell, and spirituality is for people who have been to hell on earth, like, you know. So that's what we believe, that's the way we operate then, you know.